Amazing things that's come out of the prison struggles is the kind of racial solidarity that prisons have demonstrated in many ways. There's been more unity in the struggle inside prisons than there has been outside. Why do you think that happened, and how do you think we can emulate it in some ways?
I know that in Attica, those brothers in Attica had a lot of respect for Sam Melville. You know, and I talk about Sam Melville because I think that Attica was probably the epitome of racial solidarity, you know. And Sam Melville was probably the saint of racial harmony, you know. Those people, they really dug Sam Melville, you know, in a sense that they had a real respect for him, you know, as a revolutionary, you know, and as leader of revolution. So it was never, I don't think, with Sam, with people like LT or LD, it was never a question of, you know, whether or not Sam could mix. It was whether or not they could get together with Sam and all of them could get together and take care of what they had to take care of, you know. And when you're about taking care of some real concrete business, that really is all you're concerned with. I know that I wouldn't be so concerned about racial inferiority. The thing is that they were involved in a battle. And when you're involved in a battle, all you care about is who can help you win the battle. White people in jail are beginning to find out, to understand that they're going to get killed. They're in the same position to get killed, you know. And all it takes is the flick of a trigger finger. There's just no way, you know, for us to try and fool ourselves into saying that we're all the same, because we're not. But we do have the same problem. And we have the same problem, then we can unite on the basis of trying to get rid of the same problem.
Do you consider it important to get across to white America the idea of political prisoners?
Just before the end of the trial, like February 8th, I got put back in jail, you know. And like the week that I got put back in jail was like the heaviest undercover agent in the case was on the stand, and I didn't feel like cross-examining him, you know. And this liberal, this white man is a liberal and he's about 50 years old. He sent me a note one day in court, you know. And he said, "Fanny, I think that no matter how you feel, that you should cross-examine Ralph White, because it's your responsibility to let white people see, white people on that jury see, that there's a difference between black people. Just in a basic difference between black people, you know." And I understood what that man meant. Like, I did cross-examine right Ralph White, and I'm really glad I did, you know. To be tolerant of the fact that our parents, white parents, black parents, just don't understand what we mean when we say political prisoners. But then you should be able to explain to your parents over and over again what a political prisoner is, and why we call them political prisoners, why everybody that's in jail is a political prisoner. Because it's not an easy thing to understand. And one day it'll click in their mind, and they'll understand.